News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that though, Ciara, half of the public admitting they don't recycle their waste properly. This is extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, it is. 52% of people say that they always separate their waste and their recycling, which means 48% don't. And it does seem a little unusual,
shameful,
I would suggest.
Pathetic, embarrassing.
I don't like the overuse of shaming people for every bloody transgression they make in their lives.
Sometimes you have to call people out.
I think shame is an overused stick to beat people with.
I'm saying shameful. I'm sticking with it. It's pathetic.
You stick with that.
It's pathetic. Come on. If we can't separate our rubbish, what can we do? There's no excuse. There's literally no excuse for not putting your stuff in your green bin, your brown bin, and your black, except ignorance. And I couldn't be arsed. They're the only two excuses.
Okay. First of all, we've had recycling for decades in this country, and the fact that people still aren't doing it, it's pretty much 50-50 who is and who isn't doing it right, says to me that we're getting it wrong how we're approaching the system. We need to incentivize people. You need to make, if you want people to do something, and the government appears to want people to do this, if you want people to do something, then you need to incentivize them to do it. Because you need to make the good choice, as it were, the choice that you want them to make, the easy choice. If it isn't the easy choice, then don't be surprised when not everybody will be best boys and girls in class and put up their hand and
it
go,
is
me,
easy
me, me,
choice.
I'll
it's,
do it.
It couldn't be easier. It could well, not. Well, it literally
you need
couldn't
to incentivize them, is
you,
what
now
I'm
we
saying.
Have to pay people to do the right thing.
I didn't say pay them. I said incentivize.
Well, what do you mean
and
by incentive?
I think that. Well, I'm not the government trying to design
a
way to encourage people to do it.
Incentive is a financial one. There's no other type of one you can do. I mean,
I don't know.
To people's better judgment, people's better good nature, that clearly isn't working.
Well, maybe it doesn't. But anyway, my feeling is if we're still doing it really badly, we need to incentivize people. That's the first thing. But my other thing, and I know that this is not necessarily what any other person listening to the show this morning or thinking about this will think, but this is what I think. I wonder, will we ever live in an era where the constant attempts by government and NGOs and everyone to improve us all the time will just stop? Well, they will not stop constantly trying to change us and make us better people. It gets a bit wearying being shamed, to use your word.
A government campaign to ask us to recycle to help save the planet is kind of somehow lecturing us.
Well, I do think we're kind of lectured, Shane. I feel lectured. I'm sorry if you don't feel lectured, but I feel lectured at times.
Then the government can say nothing then. Are we now in an era where you can't say to people, maybe it'd be a good idea, folks, if we separated our rubbish. You can't say that to me because the fall of religion was a bad thing.
I'm starting to think the fall of religion was a bad thing because it's been replaced by other people shaming us for every bloody
thing. Driving slowly, not drink driving, is that lecturing people? I mean, you have to have public information campaigns. Otherwise,
do you never feel constantly being told how to be better?
No.
No. That's a constant narrative.
I don't. And you know what? You know what the problem is? We have no sense of civic pride in this country. We actually don't. And I don't know.
I don't think we're half as bad as you're making
us. I think we're twice as bad. And we're way worse than most countries. Way worse. We have no sense of the civic. We've no sense of public responsibility. I'm sorry. We can dress this up anyway, and people can accuse me of pontificating, and maybe I am. But those figures are pathetic, and there's no other way of describing it. Let us know if you agree with me. Maybe I am on my soapbox. Maybe I need to get off it. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.